Who loves that gin? I mean, you can't get bored.
Yeah,
you surely can't get bored with that.
Hold on, Ed. Come and hurry up.
Oh, Ed, we need some intro music. Because that, I agree.
That's
the mind. It is terrible now.
Absolutely dire.
But look, hello. Welcome.
Hi.
This is episode 4. I actually am quite surprised. We made it past 1. But this is episode 4 of Twin Chat with Mace and Jem. That's where we landed on, right? Last episode, last week. So this is Twin Chat with Mace and Jem. We are parents of two absolutely amazing, nutter,
beautiful,
ridiculously funny twins. They're 3 years, 6 months old. And neither of us have been through this before. And we thought it'd be nice to chew the fat about, you know, what we did and how the twins came about and things that went right, things that went wrong. And so if you've joined us for the past 3 episodes, then hey, love
Bravo
you guys.
You.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. If this is the first time you've listened to us, then
good luck.
Really appreciate good luck. Really appreciate you joining us. But last episode we talked about the big day.
We did.
And all the things that went with that and all the stresses and strains and funny moments. But me and Gemma were having a chat after the episode and we started talking about all the things that people ask you.
Oh my goodness.
When you have twins. So
you do. You become a mini, like a Z-list celebrity. It's ridiculous. When you have twins, everyone wants to be part of you and thinks it's acceptable to speak to you and stop you. And yeah, it is ridiculous.
So does it make you ever think that if you had 3, it could be worse, or 4? I mean, can you imagine those people that have 6 kids? My God.
It's one of those that it's a gift. And when you have twins, yes, I am absolutely blessed. And they say that people with twins are blessed and stuff like that. And it's, but because it's not as common as singletons.
I love that, singletons.
People literally,
it's like muggles.
They just home in on you and just want to know everything about you and think that they're the first person that's ever spoken to you. And it's like, come on, give me a break.
So we sat down and we was like, what's the top 10 things? So we've come up with this list. What's the top 10 things that people say to us? What's the top 10 things that people say to
To be fair, number one is 100%.
Yeah, but all of
absolutely despise that.
All of the things on our list, I just want to make the listeners aware, all the things on our list, and we don't mean it nastily, all the things on our list are probably would be perceived as quite negative. And yes, we do go out with the girls, and yes, from the very first moment that we took them out, people commented on, oh, they're gorgeous, they're fantastic, oh my God, they're so great. And we still get it now. So this isn't about having a dig at people.
This is just a little bit of fun, maybe
preparing people that have got twins of the kind of questions
that you're going to get asked
and the kind
so
of comments that are going to thrown at you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start. So we've got a top 10. Me and Gemma came up with it, but I'm going to go 10 to 1.
Okay.
Rather than, or should I go 1 to 10? What do you want to do?
Whatever you want.
Or should I just choose them at random? So, I am going to choose them at random, actually. So, you put it down as number 9. Who's the naughty one? So, was that an early age question?
Yeah. Well, not so much an early age question. It's
definitely a question now, though, right?
Yeah. I would say from a year on, it was, people would come up to you, they'd ask you a ton of questions, which we were obviously going to go through in a minute, and they'd go, yeah, who's the naughty one? And I'm like, what do you mean, who's the naughty one? I'm like, they're my babies, and to be fair, the pair of them literally just bounce off each other, and it's day in, day out, and one's...
And I've always found that quite strange that...
But what a question people, to ask.
Well, no, I think it's like this assumption that...
You're going to get good, a good one and...
One's good, one
a naughty
bad.
One, yeah, 100%.
It's really weird, isn't it, you know? I don't ever recall being asked that. I know you've said that you've been asked it before. The answer is Tilly, by the way.
You can have some fun with it, and it's sometimes you get bored with the questions and you make up answers and say it, and it does sound really, really bad. But when you've been asked it like 100 times, it's like, yeah, who's a naughty one? I'm like, well, they're identical. They're exactly the same. So I suppose they're both naughty, and it, you just get bored with it. And to be fair, you...
Do you think there is a naughtier twin?
A more mischievous twin.
Yeah.
Tilly's definitely a mischievous twin, but Millie does like her paddies.
If she
doesn't get what she wants, then she just goes into meltdown.
But did you see that at a really early age?
No,
so
not
the
at
last
all.
Episode
not at all.
On the last episode, we was like in hospital, we're walking out of hospital, and we're going to talk in future episodes about, you know, getting back home and stuff like that. But
I suppose.
Are you saying like right from the start, people came up to you and said, which one's the naughty one?
No. I would, once they became toddlers, I would say probably a year and a half on, when they started to build their own personalities and people could see them and they're like rabbering onto each other and just being our crazy girls.
I agree.
Even in our belly, it was like Tilly was on my left and she was such a good baby, and Millie was literally just, she was kicking the hell out of me. She was feisty. She still is feisty now.
So like, that's the first one. So we're going to put that at number 10, I think.
Yeah, that's not.
We'll run it down. So who's the naughty one? I really like this one. So number 9 is... guess what? I've got twins in my family too.
Good for you. Oh, my next door neighbour's got twins. And I'm like, yeah, great.
My postman's a twin.
Yeah. They have to relate to not think that they know someone with twins, so they can relate and they believe that they understand what you're going through. Hell no.
You know, just come up and just have a chat with us. You don't have to... tell me that your postman was a twin, or your brother was a twin, or your sister was a twin, or... It is weird. I don't know if there's something in the human psyche that maybe makes people think, oh my God, they've got twins. Mm. How can I engage them in a conversation? Oh, I'll just say I'm a twin, or my sister's a twin, or my brother's a twin.
Unless you've got twins and you're literally pulling up, it was quite funny because they... I don't know where he was once. I think it was in Costco. And someone came over and they started doing the whole twin chat and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I really cannot be bothered with you today. All I want to do is just do my shopping and get out. And she was like, no, we've actually got twins. And straight away, your guard goes down. It's like, heck yeah, you know what I'm going through.
I really, really do know what you mean. I remember taking the girls out at a very... early age, got the buggy, we're walking, maybe it's through Lakeside or something like that, and I'm pushing the buggy with the twins, and in the opposite direction is like two people, maybe not the same age or whatever, but they just had twins, probably about the same age.
You just have that look.
You don't stop and talk, you just go.
You don't go,
oh, we're not sad. Oh, all the twins in the family just
smile
at each other. Yeah,
you blatantly know. It's like, yeah, I know what you're going through.
You look fucking tired. I hope you look as tired as I feel.
Hell yeah.
So we've had that one. So number 7, was it number 7 or number 8? Are they natural? Now, this was one you put on the list I wasn't sure about.
It was... When people are coming over, it's very much like people are going, are they natural? I'm like, well, no, they're supernatural. A spaceship landed in my back garden and delivered me these babies. Of course they're natural, but I guess it's more for the fact that obviously with twins, some people have to go through IVF.
Is that what people are asking? Is it like
are they
an IVF
or are they natural? Did you conceive them naturally? And I'm like, that is actually quite a personal question. And some people, obviously, who actually deal with the IVF itself, go through so much heartache and so much trauma that perhaps they don't want to speak. They don't want to tell you. It's like, no, actually, I've got two babies. It doesn't matter how they were conceived. It's none of your business.
I wonder what it is that... I do apologise for the background noise. That's our ice machine.
It's our fridge. Oh, and it's bonfire night as well. Well, it's not bonfire night.
No, it's not.
It's close to it, but we've got some big bangs.
So in the UK, 5th of November is supposed to be bonfire night. That's when you let your fireworks off. But for some reason, people decide that...
It's acceptable to do it like 10 days before.
Oh, man, it drives me nuts. Ban fireworks.
When you've got babies, ban fireworks. People don't understand. I believe the people that are actually setting off fireworks do not have children.
Or pets, probably.
Yeah.
Or consciences. And probably not jobs. That might not be right. I suspect it is. Are they... So you're walking around... I love this one. So this is another one off the list. So I don't know if it's 6 or 7. So you walk around... And someone looks at the girls, they're in the buggy, they got their hair the same, they're dressed the same, and then someone goes, Are they identical? How many times have you heard that?
I do understand, because obviously twins can look the same, but to be fair, my girls have been a spit, and to this day I still dress them the same. So like my nana still struggles to tell them apart. We've got family members, like my cousin came over yesterday and she was like, who's Tilly, who's Millie? And they have to...
Do you think, from a very early point, you decided that you was going to dress them the same, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that is right, is wrong? I mean, some people, I think, are quite negative about that.
No, absolutely. And it is a parent's choice, and I wanted my girls to look the same. I think it looks cute, it's beautiful in pictures, and until they tell me that time, Mummy, I don't want to dress the same as my sissy, then I will stop it. But the girls are too young at the moment, and although... In years to come, it's like, oh, Mum, why did you do that? And I'm like, because it was cute, and I'm a mum, and I'm allowed to. But until they tell me that time that I do not want to be dressed the same as my sissy, then I'm going to dress them. And I don't care other people's views. They're my children, and that's what I want to do.
I must admit, I was a bit unsure originally. And I think they enjoy dressing the same.
If they don't dress the same, they're like, no, I want to wear what Sissy's wearing.
Yeah, and I think that there's...
It's even their toys.
Oh, yeah.
With their toys, we have to get two of everything. Because, don't get me wrong, yes, they can share, but they both like playing with the same thing. And if they haven't got identical things, it's like, well, I want what Sissy's got. And to be fair, the easiest way is just to buy identical. And we have done that since day dot.
Yeah, and it kind of makes it a bit... There's so many things that you need to focus on when you've got twins. There's so many things that you need to look at, like bathing and making sure they're okay and making sure they're fed and all those kind of things. Actually, being able to just dress them in the same things and them to be happy to be dressed in the same things, it kind of takes a bit of pressure off.
No, absolutely, because, yes, I have OCD, and if they were dressed separately, they would have to match, they would have to be colour coordinated, and to be fair, it's a stress. So in the mornings, I go into their wardrobe and go, yep, they're wearing that today, pull it off the hanger, they've got two identical things, I don't have to worry about colour coordinating and making sure the girls look nice, because they're wearing the identical clothes.
Have you had it yet where you've dressed Tilly or Millie and the other one's gone, well, actually, I don't want to dress the same? Have you had that yet?
No, but if I haven't been up to my washing and in the evenings they're dressed in separate jammies, they hate it. They're like, I want this one, I want that
they
one.
They want the same.
They want the same one. So to, it's a stress off of us, but it's also, it just saves arguments, and it's just like one less thing that we have to worry about.
It's interesting though, because when you think about it, if you'd have, there's another alternative reality where you might address them differently from day one, and they might not, like, some people might say, I don't know, you might want to email us and let us know, but some people might say, well, actually, I dress my twins differently from day one,
mm-hmm.
and they might have been cool with that. It'd be interesting to know. I'd really like to understand it, because
I personally like it. I think it's a parent's preference, and it's like, we've got your sister's husband that's a twin, and he was like, do not dress them that's the right. same. Give them their own identity from day one. I'm like, I do.
Sorry about that. That's the ice machine. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's the fireworks.
Oh, is it fireworks
it's
outside?
The fireworks outside. And he was like, and he said, do not dress them the same. Give them their own identity, because I absolutely hated that as a twin. And I'm like, yeah, I do respect what you're saying. However, these are my children, and I'm going to do what I want to do. But thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. I look back on it, and I personally think it was the right decision. So let's go back to our list. So the top 10 annoying things that people say to you when you get
twins. I've actually got one that's not on the list.
Well, can I do another one on the list? And then you can bring in this one. Let me do another one on the list. Because this is a great one. I absolutely love this. I bet they're hard work. I bet they're hard work. And like, they look at you with like these like puppy dog. Poor you. I bet they're hard work.
It's like,
fuck yeah, they're fucking hard work.
Of course they are.
You have no fucking idea, darling. Now go off and get your fucking.
What's your language?
But
no,
that's one that really annoys me. Of course they're fucking hard work.
I've had it in the past where we're like queuing to pay for something, and it's like, oh, poor you. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? They're my babies. Yes, they are hard work, but I'm proud of them. And it's the same as there's one of these points that are going to be brought up, and I've got something that I say, but it really, really infuriates me. Yes, they are hard work, and it's like, poor you. Heck no, poor you. I have been gifted the most beautiful gift in the whole wide world. I've got twins. I've got two babies I absolutely adore. Yeah, they're hard work, but poor you. Hell no.
Yeah,
it's like,
I think
poor
that
you for not having twins or not understanding.
I think you're right. I think, and I am going to defend people. I think what I've experienced over the past 3 years is people love twins.
Yes.
They love seeing them. They love touching them. They love them dressed the same. And I think that people actually just struggle a little bit.
If people came up to your face
and went, oh, you've got lovely girls. Can I say hello? It's just really weird, isn't it?
But I will say, you've got the elderly generation, and I had it yesterday when we went to the dentist. The elderly generation literally engage in your girls so much. They don't even talk to you. They talk to the girls and they look up to you and go, oh, bless you. They are absolutely beautiful. And they talk to the girls and they interact with them. And that is what melts my heart. And it's one of those that, yeah, they want to engage with my babies, and I think that's really important.
But you define that as elderly.
Elderly.
So what do you mean there?
Nanny's age.
What's nanny's age?
I would say anything over 70. Like, you know, you get the old ladies that come out and they do their shopping by themselves, and it was like, we were queuing to go to the dentist, and a little old lady had come. She'd paid for it, I don't know if she paid for her treatment, but she dealt with it, and she came over and she literally just looked at the girls and she was like, wow, they are beautiful. And she went, and she started engaging.
So what generation says things like, oh, poor you, oh, I bet that's hard. Oh, you know, I mean, what when you've encountered that, because it's, and I know that you have had that said to you, and it's really wound you up. Oh, poor you. Like, they look at the twins and they go, poor you. It's probably
like my mum's age. You're talking about like
55,
60. Yeah,
55, 60. Oh, poor you.
Yeah, it's, oh, poor you. And it's because they've been there, they've done that, they've had their children, they know how hard it was just to have like the singletons. And it's like, oh yeah, poor you, I know your pain.
But that's, like, I know that's really wound you up though, isn't it? The poor you has,
oh no, I hate, really, I does absolutely annoy. Hate that. And I'm like,
why does it annoy you so much?
Because I don't feel, it's not poor me, it's like, I am blessed. I am absolutely blessed to have two babies, to encounter and have the twin experience. And there's not many people in the country, in the world, that so are
you
able
see it,
to
you
do
see
this.
It like me, you see it as a blessing.
It is
and
it is,
by
a
God,
gift.
It's hard work,
absolutely, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
But to someone to kind of like randomly go,
oh poor you, yeah,
poor
you
to, I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm like,
who the
poor
F
you,
do you think,
you?
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse my French. So here's another one on our list. This is weird. This is a weird one. I've had it quite a lot. I think I might have had this more than you. And it's, are they twins?
Oh my goodness.
So, and you know, it's always struck me as being really weird, because you dress them the same. They look the same. They're both girls. They were born within 2 minutes apart. They're in the same buggy. We drive... Do you know what I mean? And like, I will be pushing the buggy, and they've got absolutely everything about them is identical. Their clothes, their shoes, their coats, their everything. And then someone will come up and go, oh, lovely. Are they twins? And it's like,
take a
fucking wild guess. Jesus.
I have actually asked that same question before.
Oh, you've done it yourself?
Yeah, because I can remember we were in a card shop, and it was when the babies were really small, and the lady had them side by side, and was like, there were two little boys, and I was like, are they twins? And straight away, you could see her face dropped, and I'm like, no, the only reason I'm asking is I've got identical twin girls as well. And
you quickly went in.
Yeah, no, straight away, and it was like, but it was, she was like, and straight away, it was like the relief, and she was willing to talk to me then, where she put the back up, and it's, yes, there. And this will bring on to the other question that I was going to say that's not on our list. It's very much like, yes, our girls are literally identical to this day. However, they may want to ask other questions, but they don't want to look stupid, so it might just be a little bit of reassurance for them. However, when you say, oh, are they twins? And it's like, and the response we get, yeah, well, we haven't got twins, but we've got children like 13 months apart, and to be fair, we haven't got them, but I'm sure that's just as hard work. It's like, hell no, we've had two babies from day one that we have to feed the same, change the same, bath the same. We've got, where you've had that 13 months, and I'm like, they're talking about a gap as if they're twins. It's like, yeah, I know your pain, I've got children like 13, we might as well have had twins. And I'm like, no,
nah, you have no idea.
No.
And that's not, you know, anytime anyone has a kid, it's hard work. It costs money. It's hard work. You lose your sleep and all that kind of stuff. I think from my perspective, having been a father of, you know, a 24-year-old and a 14-year-old at the time, or a 23-year-old or 13, I can't remember now. I kind of like felt, yeah, this could be a piece of cake, you know. Well, not a piece of cake. I kind of like felt...
It was a walk in the park. You've already done it twice. I'm going to rock this.
Yeah, I'd been through it. I'd been through parenthood. I thought I was a good dad. I still think I'm quite a good dad.
I'll tell you what, I will big him up. He is the most amazing dad in the world.
Oh, where's my wallet? She wants me to transfer some money to her. Okay. No, you know, I absolutely love being a dad, and I always remember when Daniel was born, that I personally, so my eldest is Daniel, he's now 25. I remember thinking to myself, there's no way on this earth I can love someone as much as this kid that I brought into the world. There's, you know, I can't have another kid. So, you know, kind of like, Dan ended up being like a single, like a an only child for the first...
Singleton.
Yeah, he was a singleton for 9 years. And then I had Alf, and then I realised... And when I had Alf, I realised, oh, do you know what? You actually can love two people a lot. And the same, and there's no favouritism, you love them just as much. And so when the girls arrived, yeah, it blew me away. And there's no favourites, there's no... I must admit, it's great having girls. It's a different experience because I've just had boys.
Our ice machine, sorry.
Is it done?
Should be.
We might have to find somewhere different to do the podcast because, like, we've got the ice machine going, we've got the fireworks going. Yeah, so where was I? Like, you know, I'm genuinely saying to, if you're a father out there and you're listening to this, hello. If you actually are worried about having another kid and whether you can love a second child or a third child or a third and fourth child, which was my case, as much as you can as the kids that you've already had, I'm telling you now, you can. And it's the same love, the same passion, the same the same beat in your heart that you get when you see them. And you don't love your other kids any different. Yeah. You don't love them any less. And actually, you know, you see how your kids interact. Because, like, it's quite interesting, actually, Gemma, when you think about it. Because I've got...
And I think that there is a... Like, when my girls were particularly born, there is... I loved your boys, and but there was an admiration love from them. Just how they accepted the girls so much as their sisters, and the work and everything that they'd done to make our lives easier. And they sort of took a step back, and yeah, Alf was, 12, 13 when we had the girls, and he still needs us, and he has us 100%, but the maturity level of him, he grew up so fast, and it's sad to a certain degree, but he knew that Dad and me had to look after these little ones because the little ones were so reliant on us, and he was just so mature about it. And
I agree, and I think that was the same. We was quite lucky because that was from the start all the way through.
Oh, 100%.
There was never a moment during your 9-month pregnancy that I kind of got a wobble. Excuse me, I got a wobble that Alfie might start to feel a bit jealous or anything. It was just all the way through the 9 months, he was really supportive.
We really engaged him in, like, when I was having the scans, and as I touched on the last thing, it was like we used to get the bed out on our sofa.
The last thing, the last podcast.
The last episode, sorry. We used to get the sofa bed out, and because it was so uncomfortable for me to sit. And you just sit there and just play with my belly and just prod it and poke it and speak. And, like, the babies will know your name. Will know your voice.
Yeah.
And it's really important, although it sounds stupid, and to be fair, like a 12-year-old boy talking to a bump, but straight away, the girls they absolutely idolise.
They do. Yeah,
both of them. And we've had more so with Dan as well recently, so... It's fantastic, and the
it's
girls...
really nice to see, you know. So I've got all my kids right now living under my roof,
our roof,
and only one of them's paying rent, and I ain't seen it. He's giving it straight to Gemma. It's like ridiculous. So let's go back to our list. So we've had our Are They Twins? Poor you. Have you got twins in the family? Have we done that? Have you got twins in the family? Have you got twins? Have you got twins in the family? Hang on, let me do it. Right, so I'm coming up to Tesco's. We're by the cucumbers. I'm not one of the really old ones. I'm like that 55-year-old, 45-year-old woman. I see you pushing the buggy. The girls are there. They're dressed the same. They're identical. They might even be asleep, right? So I come up to you and I go, ah, look at them. Oh, look at them.
Yeah, fuck off.
Let me say it.
No, I was just... No, you wanted me to...
Put yourself in a...
No, but I didn't tell her to fuck off.
No, of course, you never did. Oh, look at them. Are they twins? Are they twins? And then you go, yes, they are twins. And you got twins in the family. You got twins in the family. So, you get twins in the family. Have you had IVF? No. We haven't got twins in the family. We didn't do IVF.
We actually have.
Okay.
But because...
Apparently it's irrelevant.
And this is what I have to explain. It's like, yes, I have twins in my family. However, this is irrelevant because identical twins are like a freak of nature, acts of God within, I believe it's between 5 and 10 days. That's when the egg splits. So it's all dependent because then...
Sorry about the fireworks, I'm really sorry.
I know, it's actually putting me off. There are certain...
You don't have to go... No. The bottom line is...
I was just trying to explain it because some people might actually be interested.
No, and everyone's interested, but the bottom line is isn't the bottom line that when you have
identical, it's a freak of nature, yeah, acts of God, it's whatever irrelevant. You want to perceive it. Yeah, no, 100%, because it's your egg splits. When you have fraternal ones, which is where... You have two eggs that are...
She's waving her fingers in the air like...
I can't think of the word.
Two eggs that are
conceived,
right,
by two separate sperms. Then they are fraternal ones, which means you can have like girl boy or... So they will not be identical twins.
Yeah. So where...
But they are the ones that you can... They run in the family. Like... My nana or my granddad had twin brothers. So, yes, we have got twins in the family and it generally skips a generation. So it would be me. However, because I've had identical twins, it's irrelevant that the fact that my granddad had twin brothers.
So I don't know how much of it is true, but the professionals that spoke to me and you said it is absolutely irrelevant if you've got twins in the family when you have identicals,
yeah.
And like, I think that's the line we actually ended up saying to people. So like when people came up and said, oh, have you got twins in the family? It's actually irrelevant.
Yeah. It's an act of God, a freak of nature. Because they're identical twins.
I seem to recall we had some like little line.
Oh, we did.
And it was like, yeah, it's because of chromosome Y and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, and people looked at us and it was like, well, you asked the question. You want to know.
So we actually just want to bore you and make you stand there for 5 minutes when you're just wasting our time. So we're actually going to waste your time.
But then that is really, really interesting and a really important thing that any...
Wow.
Fireworks do, mate. But that's really important. I think that whenever... a new parent, mum and dad, take their twins out for the first time. It might be a whole episode, but it could actually be the first trip you go. What do you need to do? Because I'm telling you now, I recall we only need to go in for something like some nappies and some wipes, and we was in Tesco's for like 3 hours.
No, it was... The girls were 6 days old. I was
6 days. Was that when it?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. They were 6 days old. I had them in my maxi cozy car seats. I had the adapter on me bagaboo, and we've spoken about that before. And I was wheeling them around, and literally, I was stopped. No word of a lie. Every 20 seconds, and it was like in the end, I just said to Mace, because Mace was like looking. I'm like, no, I'm absolutely fine. You go off and do your bits, get the shop done, and I will follow you around. And I was getting stopped, and I can remember in particular, there was one lady. She was probably in her late 60s, early 70s.
Proper old.
Yeah. No, she's not.
But your mum's age. Right, proper old.
Yeah, proper old, if it's my mum's age, yeah. And she came over and she was literally, her hand, I could see it was like slow motion. Her hand was ready to come over and touch the baby's head. And I'm like, do not touch my baby. She was like, excuse me? And I'm like, do not touch my baby. She was like, oh no, I've washed my hands in that. And I'm like, yeah, and you've probably driven here with your car. You've been touching the trolleys. I'm like, my babies are 6 days old. As much as you want to look at them, please do not touch them. And she seem got to recall, really, Gemma, really arsy.
Sorry to jump in. I seem to recall you had a few cases like that where people just like wanted to like start touching.
They believe they had a right to touch the babies, and it was.
It used to really wind you up, didn't
it? Oh my good. And to be fair, it was. I've never ever been a rude person, but you end up having to be so blunt and precise. There was. I can remember we was walking through Marks and Spencers in Lakeside. There was me and Mum was doing our shopping. We had probably 20 minutes before the girl was going to wake up. They were babies at the time, probably 3 months old. They're in their carry cots on their buggy boo. And a lady that was actually working at Marks and Spencer's pulled down the hood on one of my babies and looked at it and started touching them. I'm like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? She was like, oh, I was just seeing your girls. It absolutely beautiful. I'm like, no, you back off now. You've got no right to touch my babies. And if you continue, I'm going to report you to your manager now. And she looked at me and the face was
Why was it... So I'm trying to think what I would have done. I probably wouldn't have been
No, you wouldn't have gone mental. But
So explain to people listening and to me actually what was it that really wound you up about that and like
well,
people touching
it was,
the
babies? No, to be fair, it was like when we were shopping. Like you've got 3 hours between feeds at the beginning if you're lucky. Sometimes they wake up before or they need a nappy change and. You just want to get a little bit of yourself back, being able to go shopping. And Mum came out with me as well, because I can't remember when it was, but we needed to particularly get some bits. And we were zooming around, and we knew that the clock was ticking, and we were trying to get round as fast as we could, getting everything done before we could sit down and feed the girls and actually be ready for it.
I seem to recall, it might not have been this trip, but there was definitely one trip you phoned me up crying... Because you'd been at the shopping mall at Lakeside, you'd been there like an hour and you hadn't
got... Oh,
you was like, and I seem to recall you going, I know I said I was coming, but I'm going home. Because it's just like, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
It was, no, that was the very first trip. I'd always been, on that particular occasion, I'd always been with someone else. And I was like, no, I need to do it by myself. And it was a huge task because generally... When I got them in their car seats, got them into the car, got everything loaded up, got their spare nappies, their bottles and everything ready. Generally, one of them would either be sick or one of them would need a nappy change and it would take like an extra half an hour. So as soon as you got out and I was like, no, I'm going to rock this. I was like, yeah, big up the twin mums. And I went round Lakeside.
Is that something we need to do as a separate episode? How do you prepare... For your first trip out, do we need to kind of like, is that, could you fill an hour with, because I think you probably could.
I probably could just waffle in, but it was what...
Because there's so much that you have to do get ready.
What got me is because of my pushchair itself, it was like, I needed to change the girls and I knew in the ladies' toilets in Lakeside, right at
Lakeside's
the
shopping centre. Yeah.
Yes, in Thurrock.
Shopping mall for our American...
Right at the end cubicle, there was a baby changing room, so I'm thinking, perfect. I couldn't get my buggy through there. Then I had, so I was like, right, okay, then let's go into disabled. The lady would not allow me into disabled toilets. But what she didn't tell me, no. So I went round and I was literally changing my babies in their carry cots. And I couldn't get anywhere. I couldn't do anything. My buggy was too big and I was completely stressed. I still had mum brain and... I had such high expectations that I would be able to rock it. In the end, I failed, and I ended up having to come home, and I phoned Lakeside up, and I was going to put in a complaint. I'm like, look, I've done this. Your toilets aren't wide enough, blah, 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 blah. And she went, did you go up to the third floor? And I went, no, that's the food court. And she was like, no, we've actually got a brand new baby changing facility, feeding facility. And I'm like,
yeah, okay,
but that wasn't advertised. And
so fair play.
Person hadn't, like, rather than saying, no, you're not allowed to go into disabled toilets, however, you can go onto the third floor, I would have gone, okay, not a problem, but no one told me and it wasn't advertised. And yeah, it's fine with a singleton that you can push in with your beautiful little buggy, but I
do understand. And there was occasions, or there has been occasions when they were first born in the first 6 months where I took them to Lakeside, maybe on my own or with you, and just trying to navigate your way through shops. My God, I can't believe how people... I feel sorry for people because they don't need my sympathy, but, you know, people in wheelchairs and people in big buggies, or when you've got... Even just doing a single buggy is hard enough.
However, 3 years on, I know what store has toilets, what store has changing facilities, where everything is.
But don't you want to know that from day one?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not something that you... That would be a good tip. When you're a twin mum going out for yourself, have a look around. Before you go out and you're planning your first trip out with the babies by yourself, go around and find out what toilets... Oh, that sounds silly, but toilets are available and what toilets you can fit your prams into, like Marks and Spencer's, Debenhams, House of Fraser, even like Costa. They have a double disabled toilet, although probably Costa's not going to be that clean because they generally aren't. But they have some fantastic toilet facilities main stores.
Yeah, so if you was to do it again, I guess your first trip out, because I know what you're like, you love to plan, and you probably would have planned it a little bit more.
Yeah, but even now, like my girls are potty trained, and I know that if we're down Lakeside now, although we've got a travel potty that I don't want to use, we're trying to phase that out now, they'll go, I need to go to the toilet. So straight away, I know exactly every shop that has a toilet. I'm like, okay, then we can make it. We just got to run up here. And it's absolutely fine. Where before, I would have gone, oh my goodness. It's like you've got toilets at both ends. So you've got toilets at House of Fraser Hen, toilets at Debenhams. And that was it. But there isn't. There is so many more toilets in Lakeside that you never knew about.
Right. But I'm going to tell you this for nothing. And this is a free one for us dads. There ain't enough for us dads. Because like a lot of the places that I go, that I used to take the girls to and still take the girls to now, there's gents' toilets, ladies' toilets, or there's a ladies' baby change.
Mm. Which potentially a lady could be breastfeeding and that would make you feel very awkward.
And I'm telling you now as well, there's a lot of times when I take the girls out, they need to go to the toilet, I take them to the toilet, I have to take them to the gents.
And they're disgusting.
And they are. A little message to men out there. You're fucking animals, right? You know where the toilet is. You know where your penis is. You know where your butt is. You know how to wipe your bums. I've gone into toilets. The last one I went into was with the girls was in Costco at Lakeside.
Oh, Costco's disgusting.
No, but to be fair, when I first walked in, it looked okay.
But it's when you look at the pan.
And then I looked at the pan and it was like, I don't know who came in before and left that toilet in the way that they left it. I suspect it might have been someone without a brain.
You're hoping it was someone that was slightly disabled that couldn't actually...
It was horrendous though, Jen. No,
it's disgusting.
And it was the only toilet in there. And so like, what's my option? So it's the only toilet in there.
It's like so cleaning
I ended
it
up,
you
I had
can.
To have clean,
clean
it.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning the bloke's toilet with the little pull-down...
Although Mace doesn't know that I've got antibacterial wipes in a changing bag.
No, but I didn't have the bag with me.
Oh.
Because you'd gone off in Costco looking for free food again.
That one.
Yeah, no, the last one. Oh. So when I took them and I'm like, I don't know. The only thing I could do was clean up shit.
Yeah. But I always, so if they're having to sit out, I always pull the toilet down so you've got toilet paper around all the toilet seats, so they're actually not sitting.
It did make
me
think, I was just like thinking,
I know, it's grim.
Who could actually leave a toilet in that state?
I know.
You know,
there's no thought for the next person that's going to come in there.
It's like,
I've never dreamed of it.
Oh, it's amazing. So anyway, let's go back to our list.
We were completely diverse.
I don't even know we were on 7 or 8 or 9, but this is I think if you've been counting, then I'm sorry if we haven't got 10, but definitely this is probably the number one. This is the one that I said to Gemma, I said, write your top 10 list.
Irks me. And I wrote my list.
And this, I think, is without question. And I think.
And we get asked this every single time. It's the first question that.
Well, it's not even a question, is it?
No, it's the first comment that everyone says when you've got twins. And it irks me so much.
And I think. If there's twin parents listening to this,
they will.
And you haven't heard of it,
If they're twin parents, they would have heard of it.
Yeah, they probably have. But I'm keeping them in suspense because I'm trying to think. I bet you. Do you think you know what it is? But do you not? But it's not a question. So it's not a question.
It's a statement.
It's just basically a statement. And people look at you. They look at the twins. They look at you again, and then they look at the twins again, and then they realise they're twins. And then they look at you, and what do they say, Gemma?
Oh, double trouble.
Double trouble. Oh, yeah. Double trouble.
Oh, don't. It is one of those. I absolutely hate it. And to be fair, it's like every time that we go out, I always get a comment.
Should we name this episode Double Trouble?
It's one of those now that I've learned that when people say double trouble, I'm going to go,
grin.
No, I don't. I go, double trouble. They say double trouble. I'm like, yeah, double the fun, double the love. Couldn't have it any other way. Walk off. So that is my way of basically acknowledging them, but basically telling them to fuck off. So that is, it's like, yeah, double the fun, double the love. Goodbye.
I don't think people...
They don't
mean anything by it. No, they just don't know what else to say.
No, I remember that they had...
Look at them.
We had a...
Double trouble. Yeah, they are fucking twins. Fuck off.
We had a photo shoot last Christmas, and the young girl that was doing it, she was absolutely amazing, and she made this billboard, and it was beautiful. It was like a blackboard, and she'd done it all in chalk and done some like pretty little cupcakes, and it was so beautiful. But she was like double trouble on it, and she was like, I made this, and I thought
it's a good job you never took any knives to that, because you would have stabbed.
She went, I made this and I thought this would be a fantastic prop for the girls. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, I really, really don't mean to be rude, but I cannot stand
that
saying.
Take that away from me.
That is not going. She went, oh no, I thought it'd be. And I was like, no.
It's burning my eyes.
Yeah. I was like, that is the one thing, having twins, that I cannot stand
people saying. I'm pretty confident it's the single two words, the most frequently quoted two words that has been quoted to me, whether I'm at Tesco's, taking the girls to the park, whether they've been 6 months old or 3 years old.
The age is irrelevant.
I still get it now.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. The age is irrelevant.
Oh,
double trouble.
Double trouble.
It's like, yeah, fuck you. Excuse my language. It really irks me.
I agree with you because are they hard work? Oh, fuck, yeah, they're hard work.
We're going to have to make some beats on this one.
Well, no. You know, the bottom line is are they hard work? Yeah, they are. Mm. Are twins hard work? You know, I'm not going to lie to anyone listening that hasn't got twins that might be expected twins. Are you expecting an easy life?
No.
If you are, then...
Think again.
Think again. But
are you expecting to
you'll never the joy and the the laughs and the good times you have, I promise you will outweigh. Yeah. Well, don't they?
No, they absolutely do.
They do.
It's like you could be
at your lowest point.
You could be at your lowest point, you've probably had 2-3 hours sleep and it's just like, Jesus, is it ever gonna end? And all I want to do is sleep. Like, I mean, is the day ever going to end? Not, am I ever going to end? And it's like, is this day ever going to end? It's like, they are relentless. And it's just like, you just don't know. But the love and the joy, and it's like now the interactions and the way that they play with each other and their imagination, it's just like, I made them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm like, I couldn't be proud of them.
They are fantastic. And I don't think you'll ever realise how, I don't know what the word is. I don't think you'll ever realise how hard it is to bring them up, but just how easy it is to forget how hard it is to bring them up. It sounds weird. You know, they are hard work. They're really, really hard work. But at the same time, you kind of like have really, as Gemma was just saying there, you have really bad days where you kind of like, it's relentless. Like, oh my God, da, da, da. And then the next day you just go, you wipe yourself off and go. And they come in and give you a hug, or they...
Your heart melts. And it's,
you know, they tell you they love you or whatever. And it is fantastic. I would really love at some point, if this podcast goes on, I'd love to speak to someone that's had 3 or 4 or even 5. Can you imagine how mental that... Because it's like for us, it's like 2. It's like...
I can remember once there was... we went to Basildon Shopping Mall, and there was a mum and she had triplets, and they were round the same age as the girls. And she literally had... They had them one in front of another, and she had like a steering wheel. And she looked at me and I looked at her and I was like, God bless you. I said, I have 2. I can only imagine what it's like to have a 3rd. I was like, you're doing an amazing job, but I'm going to keep it up.
Oh, triple trouble.
To be fair, he was like, no, because I just wanted to big her up, because there's not many people out there that big up twin mums because they don't understand. I'm like,
Having a kid's hard enough. Having 2 kids, really hard. Having 3. Like,
big it up, your mum. You're absolutely rocking it today. And they are absolutely beautiful. Good luck to you. And she gave me the biggest smile. And it was like, but if someone said that to me, it would be like, oh, thank you. I've been having a really rough day. The girls have just been really playing up today. But I've been bigged up for being a twin mum. And it's like, thank you. And that's what I want. That's what I want to be able to give to other people.
And to be honest with you, Gemma, I know that you and I both get, you know, what we've talked about over the past 50 odd minutes is about those little comments that are made to us that wind us up, right? And it's not meant to sound like a dig, because actually, a lot of times when we take the kids out...
If we wasn't a twin parent, we wouldn't have had them.
No, but what I was trying to say is a lot of time when we take the kids out, most of the comments are like, oh my God, they're gorgeous. Oh, look at them. Yeah. Oh my God, they're gorgeous. Oh, look at their hair. Oh, where did they get their hair from? And it's... We were just trying to do a bit of fun, because like there are certain questions, definitely when you have twins, that you will get asked.
If we've got twin parents that... are listening to this, they will completely relate, and they will just hopefully just be laughing and cracking up.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a lot of the time that we, as many times that when we've gone out and gone, oh, double trouble, we've had a...
But we have had many positive comments with the girls as well, and I don't want to think that people... Okay, I'm sorry. people speaking to us, and it's... We have some beautiful comments with the girls all the time.
I think it was probably harder, definitely in the first 6 months, because every time, you know, it was a military operation to get them out, you wanted fresh air, you went to Tesco's, you only wanted to buy some bananas, and it'd take 6.5 hours.
Or baby milk. Yeah, baby milk or pacifiers or gummies, because they've lost them and I didn't know where they were. So, like, a 5-minute trip would take, like,
it's
2 hours.
It's so long, yeah.
And it's so... Oh.
Well, look, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Was that what I was doing?
I was. You were taking the biscuit out of me earlier. So,
I think that's it. So, I think that's episode 4.
Wow.
I'm really enjoying it.
I really like it.
I'm going to play...
I'm
going to play you out with... So at the end of every episode, I'm going to try and...
There you go. Horsey, don't you stop. The little finger, the D-drop. Time goes fast and it will go on. Glued up with her band.
So I think that was Millie.
That was Tilly.
Was it Tilly?
Yeah, it was Tilly. Yeah.
So we're going to try and... finish every show with a little song from the girls, and I think the last one, I think we had Incy Wincy Spider. This was Horsey Horsey. So, yeah, thank you very much. Love you lots. Tune in for the next episode whenever it comes up.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'm going to... Shall I play that
dodgy music?
Yeah, I suppose. All right, hang on.
But thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it.
There you go. Dodgy music.